Dino, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis, how are you? Thank you for calling me back.
Not a problem. Phone tag's always a fun game, right?
Yeah. So I got your number from Mike. He's my, he passed as my oldest daughter. And told me to give you a call. I was looking for an investment or financing for a project that I'm doing in Astoria, Queens.
Okay.
I think you've helped Mike out before. I don't know exactly how it works. First time I'm doing it, so I'm just trying to find out.
Well, we've looked into a few different scenarios, and I believe that in the past I've done some equipment financing for him for a couple projects or something like that. But yeah, it's been a while since I spoke, but it's always good to hear from him. I sent him an email and said thank you and let him know I was trying to get a hold of you. But
okay.
Tell me a little bit about your project, because as far as investors go, I really... The one investor that I used to refer people to is kind of dried up. I think she's just reaping her benefits, and she just wants to get out of the whole business, unfortunately.
Gotcha. Where are you based out of? Where are you based out of? Are you in New York, or?
No, actually, I live in San Diego, California, so I'm way down in the southwest of you.
Oh, so how did you meet Mike?
You know, I've never actually physically met him. I've been working for Bank of Cardiff for quite a while now, and I just meet people through my career here. And he had represented a couple other companies that he referred to me, and that's basically how I met him. So we just kind of have a relationship.
Oh.
I refer clients to him, he refers clients to me type situation. And
gotcha. Okay.
Just kind of networked with him. I'd like to meet him someday, but I haven't had a chance to yet.
Gotcha. Okay. So basically what I'm doing is I'm in the restaurant business, also being nightclub business, but I hooked up with a friend of mine, and we are getting into the coffee/gluten-free organic bakery business. So we got a
really good business right now.
Yeah, we got a really good lease. I don't know if you heard of Astoria, Queens in New York. It's really up and coming. It's the next Williamsburg of New York.
Yeah, it's really being gentrified right now. It's
it's
big
very
gentrification going on.
So I was born and raised in Astoria, so I've seen it where it was all Greeks and Italians, and now it's all hipsters and artists and suit and tie, the gay community. Everybody's there now. So
naturally,
it's
yeah,
really gentrified. And I found a gold mine location. Right on Ditmars being the most affluent part of Astoria, a really under market rent, 15-year lease, and
nice.
Hooked up with a friend of mine who did this in Tampa Bay, Florida, did very well in a mall location, and just we figured with a little more foot traffic we could do even better. So I already put up some money myself. I have one investor who's got 15% stake, and we're just looking to raise more money. So Mike told me to give you a call, and that's where I am right now.
I mean, as far as the best benefit I could be for you guys would be probably financing for the equipment for the location. We can do financing for a startup company. You have other locations currently?
Yes. I have one location currently, yeah.
And do you have any financing or any loans on that location currently?
No.
Okay.
But I have different partners there, so I kind of don't want to, get another business involved.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, yeah. So this was just going to be, because I was going to say, we can do a loan on your current location, and you can use those funds towards the new one, and that way you're able to use the time and business on your current location. But if there's multiple owners and that's something you don't want to do, I completely understand. You kind of throw it out there, that's an option. Because usually what happens, and I'm sure you're aware, is when you're a startup, you basically look like an 18-year-old, kid coming out of high school with no credit.
Right.
That's
right.
How they look at you, and they will look at your personal credit, but the loans that we provide at Bank of Cardiff are all based, they don't report on your personal credit, they report on your business credit. So it's a good option, if you're able to get your business credit established now, and you foresee that, it sounds like you've got a great lease, you're in a great location, that's just going to probably be, it's up and coming, so it's not going to go away. It's going to, especially if you have your foot in the door there, you can, 15
right.
years, who knows what's going to happen, but it's all going to be good, I can imagine. So,
right.
I think I'd be a good source of financing for you for the equipment, definitely. And we
so
specialize in restaurants.
I would go out and get the equipment, give you a proposal I get from the equipment guy, and you guys pay for that, and I would pay you back. Is that how it works, basically?
Pretty much that, exactly. I mean, I don't have to have an actual quote or quotes for the equipment. You can use multiple vendors. We can't do private parties. It's it's something we can do, but between you and I, it gets a little expensive because when you go to the private party, there's no warranty or guarantee on the equipment you're getting. And so it can be a little bit more expensive, but it's something that we can do. You know, if you find a great deal on used equipment, it might be worth it, you know what I mean, to go that route.
Right.
From
right.
a private party. But no, essentially what I would do is I can get an approval for you, like I said, without, you know, if you have a ballpark amount that you think it would be. Usually I'm limited anywhere from $30,000 up to $49,500 for a startup company. But right. I can usually do two of those loans. So I can do, you know, maybe two for $30,000, two for $49,500. I can get a little creative like that and, you know, provide you about, I'd say roughly anywhere from $60,000 to close to $100,000 in financing just for equipment.
Okay. So what would you need from me?
Really all I need from you is, well, I can email you so you have my contact information that way, and then I'll get an application to you. Is there a bank account attached to the company yet?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a bank account, a business bank account that you've opened up for the location
yes,
yet?
We opened up a business account, yes.
Okay, and is there any cash flow there yet?
Yes.
Okay, great. So how much would you say you're depositing on average per month?
Well, we just made one big deposit, about $100,000, maybe a little
okay.
bit more. And that's
cool.
What's in there right now.
Gotcha, okay. So usually they like to see 3 months, but if you have a deposit...
It's been there for a couple months, definitely, yeah.
Okay, and they will probably ask where the money came from. Was that from an investor, or was that some private equity that you had or something of that nature?
Right, it was between my personal money and from one investor, correct.
Okay, perfect, no problem. They just like to ask sometimes.
Okay.
Had a guy who... Actually, I think he was in Brooklyn, and he owned an umbrella shop, and when we went to do the site inspection, he had some very large deposits for an umbrella shop, just put it that way, and there was no storefront or anything. He was basically selling drugs.
Right.
So they just want to check. Yeah. We've been burned before, unfortunately, but it happens. But do you know what's for the email address, and I'll shoot email to you with our application, and we can get the ball rolling for you.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
I'm sure I don't have your email address. I asked emailed Mike
it's,
for it, but
it's dinodown@aol.com. DINODOWN.
Okay.
@aol.com.
DinoDown@aol.com. Are you in front of your computer right now, by any chance?
No, I'm actually watching my son's in a hockey camp. So I'm watching
oh, cool.
his play right now. Yeah.
Very cool. I have a 10-year-old myself. He lives with his mother in Oregon, but I get him for 4 weeks in the summer and Christmas break, spring break, and I fly up there. Try to fly up there at least once a month. But
right.
How old's your son?
He's 10, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm trying to get my son into. He likes to wrestle with me, and he's really strong for his size. He kicks my butt. I was like, you know what? You should probably get into wrestling. So I think I'll go around that. Hockey. He likes hockey too, though. And he lives in the Northwest, so hockey's more prominent up there than it is down here in San Diego.
Yeah.
All right, Dino, well, I won't take up any more of your time. I'll shoot you that email. If you don't receive it for whatever reason, just give me a call back. This is my direct number, and the number I text you from is my cell phone number if you need that ever. You can always text me if you need to as well.
Okay.
And, I can probably get... How much would you, off the top of your head initially, do you think you would need in financing?
If you could do the two loans, I think that would be great for the equipment and stuff, because we're going to need kitchen equipment, and we're also going to need, front of the counter equipment too as well.
Okay, so what I'll do then is I'll shoot for an approval for $49,500 and for the first loan, and then once we get some activity going and get some invoices and stuff, we maybe fill that one up, then I'll submit the other one. It just tends to look better in the eyes of underwriting that way. And then I'll include the bank statements. I'll request those from you. So all I need is just the first page, just showing what the ending balances are, deposits, cash flow, stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's a pretty seamless process for you, really.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dennis.
You too, Dino. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.